And happy Thanksgiving. You are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and your story is unwritten. And today, I have here two ladies that are going to be part of our book today. We're actually going to meet the people behind the scenes. We've got Trish Muley with our nonprofit host. So
hello.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and same to you. And we have Renee McGrain, who is our entertainment host. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Thank you. And Matt is the motor that rows the motor to our boat.
I'm sorry if I sound out of breath today. I just came back from running the turkey trot this morning. That's probably the best time I've ever had. It was about 22 and a half minutes for me to run it.
Wow.
Which is the best time I've had running it. So.
And by the way,
Renee, is this the same Renee I keep calling every week on the show?
This is the one.
Finally! It's nice to finally be able to put the face with the voice on the other end of the phone.
Thank you, Matt. Right back at
all
you.
All right.
And I keep telling Renee, I feel so bad. We're both kind of bad. You're very punctual.
Oh,
we're
well.
Kind of like, Renee and I are kind of like, we're doing better with the time, but I always feel bad at the end of the show because learning about radio, I have about 3 minutes left or for a conclusion. Renee's at the end. So I apologize in person to you.
Absolutely. No worries.
Rushing. And I said, Renee, I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you, girl. So thank you for your patience. We love you.
This is the way of making it up to her. Now she has an entire hour all to herself.
That's what I said. I'm gonna make it up, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And
here we are.
Well, I'm never running out of fun things to do. So
exactly.
There we have it.
That's what happens with being friends with Tracy.
Yes. Well, and I have to tell you, you do know everything about entertainment, and you are fun to be with. And Trish is the
Thank
same
you.
Way. They both have passion, and we at the Shrink and Wrap Show surround ourselves with positive people that lift your spirits up. And today is Thanksgiving, and if you've never listened to our show and you're driving over from one family's house to another, you might feel a little bit of stress.
Little anxiety.
Well, I don't think that's going to kick in until tomorrow with Black Friday. And for the record, I would like to take this quick opportunity to wish everybody now an official kickstart to the holiday season. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And
cheers
holidays.
To everybody. And thank you for listening to our show. Do not change that dial. We're not going to talk about the holidays exactly. Well, it is a holiday. But I was going to play.
It's the forgotten holiday.
It is
right?
The forgotten
true.
Holiday.
Very true.
Which is
right?
So sad if you ask me.
Me
People
too.
People already have their Christmas lights up, and I'm like, what happened to Thanksgiving?
I'm waiting another week for mine. I'm waiting till at least December 1 to put my tree up and to put up the string lights I have on my front porch. I'm waiting another week.
Well, Thanksgiving's important, and we're going to talk about why.
Well, exactly right. Well, I shifted my focus because, honestly, I was going to start kicking off some holiday songs, but then I thought, let's do it in order. No one wants to shop for a pumpkin or eat pumpkin pie and then,
and listen to Christmas music at the same time.
Right. So I said no, and I've been listening to people, and it's just not the thing to do. So let's appreciate Thanksgiving today. And we're going to learn, let me tell you, I learned about so much about Thanksgiving that it's like crazy.
I usually say three things about Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. the three G's.
Mm-hmm.
Gratefulness.
Yes.
Gratitude.
Yes.
And good vibes.
Oh, I love it. Yes. See, and the energy goes up.
And yeah, because that's what you have to be. It's a thankful time.
Well, absolutely. We're going to get the behind the scenes. And before we get into the details, and I love that. I've never heard of that. And it's good to know, right? But before we start about talking about more about Thanksgiving, I wanted everybody to understand what this show is about. First of all, our show is, we came here without any experience, all of us here, and we've developed a shrink and wrap family. And what we did is we've tied in a licensed therapist along with We're the Wraps, We're the Friends. And then what we do is we take topics, and then we typically take a topic like maybe addiction like we did, or depression, or some sort of topic, and then we tie in a professional opinion from a licensed therapist, a rap opinion, and then we tie it in and we use songs as therapy, because no one should be alone out there. No one should be alone, and everybody matters, and everybody matters to us. So you're part of our family. Please be a part of the Shrink and Wrap Show. Do not change that dial. And let's enjoy Thanksgiving, because today it is about Thanksgiving. And again, this show, and I will tell you ahead of time, it is all suggestions and opinions. You're dealing with, well, myself, like I said, as a C student, but I am learning quite a bit on my own show.
Well, and the songs are such a good way to express feelings and come to terms with some things that you might be having trouble with.
That's right.
So those are a great addition.
Absolutely. And so, and speaking of the songs, when there's an app called Shazam, I always, always talk about it. It's free. It's S-H-A-Z-A-M, S-H-A-Z-A-M. It's free. And you just download it, and you can download any of your favorite songs. The most important thing about listening to the Shrink and Wrap show is to please listen to the lyrics. It's like having another opinion or someone that's walked through what you've walked through songs. You can hear the opinions of that or take the song in the way you manifest it. Would
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Do you agree?
Definitely.
And you're going to sing a jingle for us.
Oh, yeah. No.
Come
let's
on.
Let's wait for Christmas.
Let's wait
for the holiday.
Okay, yeah. You got a little nasally going on today. I hear your voice a little bit.
It is a little.
Just a little. No, not in a bad way. I'm just saying, I know you sing. Renee sings to me all the time.
I sing to her.
Yeah.
Listen, let's disclaimer. I sing to her over the cell phone when I can't get a hold of her. And I make up all kinds of jingles. And some aren't so good.
Yeah, some are rated PG-13.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Matt, you know we always start the show off with a loosen up song. And before we play it, I've spent hours looking for good Thanksgiving songs. This is an old fashioned one, and you ladies don't know what it is, but it's by Little Eva, and it's called Let's Turkey Trot.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's turkey trot.
I gotta say, Tracy, some of the stuff you come up with for our show, I am impressed that you dig into these archives for them.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
And that was
you,
an archive.
I get zero sleep doing that. That is the hardest part of the show.
I'm sure it is. Guys, I can tell you now from working with her all this time, I've lost count how many times I've seen this poor woman come in stressed out, like her hair's falling out. It's like, how did she do it?
I didn't even brush my hair last night because I was looking for Eva's song that I'd never heard of.
Matt, so, you need to download that for your playlist for the turkey trot next year.
You got
yes,
it.
That's
gonna be,
right.
That's going to be, I'll make sure I cross the finish line next year listening to that.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you know, you're going to learn some things about turkeys too, because there's something about the turkey trot with men and women. But you learn it during our turkey trivia.
If I were a turkey, I'd be in hibernation during this month of November.
Well, we're gonna learn more about that.
Okay.
So that song was recorded in 1963. So it's nice to have a little bit of a Thanksgiving song, right? There's not a lot of songs
that.
Out there.
No, I like it.
Yeah, thank you. So,
well, I got to be honest. Prior to this, the only Thanksgiving song I've ever heard was the Adam Sandler version from SNL.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was funny.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Well, I think local artists should take note and write some Thanksgiving songs.
I agree.
And holiday.
Well,
we have a lot of holidays.
Right,
songs,
but nothing for Thanksgiving except the turkey trot.
And there's a couple of songs if someone really wants to make it big. You can see where there's a limited, and Thanksgiving is one of them. There is a limited number of songs
for
Thanksgiving.
You know what? It, being that we're birthday girls all the time, there's limited birthday songs that are great.
Like actually,
Stevie Wonder, Beatles.
You know what? Do you know what the number one song is?
For?
Ever? Do you, Matt?
It's a Beatles song.
Nope.
What?
Matt, do you know?
I was going to guess the same thing. I would have said the Beatles, too.
Nope. Happy Birthday. It's the number one song.
Oh, just the plain Happy
Yeah,
Birthday.
Just, it's a song, but it's the number one song.
That makes sense.
And yeah, so well, no, I was you're gonna, right.
No, but Renee's right, though. There is the version of the Beatles that Happy Birthday, the Beatles do. Today's your birthday. Yes! That's what I thought of.
Isn't the traditional Happy Birthday song what you're supposed to, when you're washing your hands, you sing Happy Birthday, and when you get to the end, you wash them
all. To be able to do that for 20 seconds, yes.
Just
we could have used that during COVID. That would have been a good analogy.
To Tracy's point, that's how I learned it. That's how I learned to wash my hands for 20 seconds, because everywhere I looked, it kept saying, sing happy birthday, 20 seconds.
I didn't know. That's a good little tidbit here.
Yeah, that is. Well, thank you.
You learn
something new every day. You learn something every day.
And that's what happens when you tune into the Shrinking Rap Show. You learn stuff you never knew.
And that's why I say this is a show about nothing that means something, for sure. That means, it's about nothing. Yeah, because we started with nothing. We just go from show to show.
We make it something every week.
Yeah, so right now, I know a lot of you are driving in the car right now, and you're quiet with your spouse because you're irritated, or you're yelling at your family because you're getting the, you know, food ready. You know, have you ever done that? When everybody's coming over and you're freaking out, and then I'm yelling at my family, not yelling, but I'm,
yes,
I don't
typically
know, tense.
Running late. Well, I go to my sister-in-law's. Thank God for her, because she hosts every year for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But when I'm running late, making my casseroles or whatever,
the worst.
Don't come in the kitchen.
No, we used to travel, and we would pack up an SUV, and you better make sure you have all the kids' apparatuses so that you entertain them. But that still doesn't work, because you hear the scrapping in the back seat.
Yeah.
You hear the punching. Get me out of this car. By the time you get to where you're going, you're a nervous wreck.
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, when my family comes over and I'm cleaning, I'm stressed out, I'm definitely not being very nice to the people that I should be the most to, of course, right? So if you're in the car right now, remember the story, the song at the very beginning, it's not, that song does not represent my show. It happens to be my favorite song, because, and I want to share it with everybody out there, because your story is unwritten. Today, Thanksgiving Day, is a page in your book. Today matters. Your memories matter from today. So we want you to just take a deep breath and enjoy this day, because it's in your book. So happy Thanksgiving. And we're going to get started with, do you all know why Thanksgiving is so celebrated?
Because we get to eat a lot of good food.
We get to eat a lot of good
food. A lot of stuffing.
Yeah. You make good stuffing.
Thank you.
And because we get to see family.
That's right. We get to see family and friends.
Exactly right.
And there's
friends.
Also Friendsgiving, too.
Yes. My daughter
hosted Friendsgiving.
Yeah. And she does it to your daughter.
My daughter did a big one. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, these days, they can really make everything look good and taste good. And it's interesting.
Because we save our holiday for Thanksgiving for family. But everybody still wants to get together. So they do Friendsgiving. And that's the new, I guess, the new she thing is Friendsgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because honestly, too, Thanksgiving can bring on some, like for a lot of people, it can bring happiness. But for some other people, it can, make you remember someone that's passed away.
Not
or,
there.
You know, mm-hmm. memories of that. So it is nice to celebrate with somebody and make sure you get out. So I have here, I'm going to be reading a lot of notes. A lot of my notes came from Wikipedia. And I go online, I just do the best I can. That's why I say it's suggestions and opinions. And I always hope that was right, but I try to verify my stuff with facts. So Thanksgiving Day is an annual national holiday in the United States and Canada, celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the past year. Americans generally believe that their Thanksgiving is modeled on a 1621 harvest feast shared by the English pilgrims, basically, and Plymouth and the Wampuna people.
Yeah, we're not positive how to
the pronunciation of that.
Trust me, you guys should have seen us before the show. We had the four of us sitting
we
around the
table
for like 5 minutes trying to figure it out.
And I took a phonetics class, believe it or not. But Wampuna?
Wampanoag is how
Wampanoag. It's Wampanoag.
Wampanoag. You got it. Wampanoag. You got
because you're not thinking about it. If you say it real quick, it comes right off.
It's the Native American tribe.
Yeah,
that's right. Starts with a W.
That starts with a W. That's right. But we're always celebrating, of course, with turkeys, which is a large meal. And what do you serve, Renee, at your turkey feast?
Oh, my goodness. I love twice the baked potatoes with the marshmallows on top and caramelized. We do green beans with almondines all over, Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, of course.
Yeah.
And salad. I don't know. We just have more food than we ever would need.
My specialties are appetizers and desserts. Yeah. I don't do the turkey. I don't do any of that. But the appetizers, everything with a lot of cream cheese and mayonnaise.
So what do you like? Stuffing inside the turkey or stuffing outside the turkey?
Outside for me. I don't want anything in the turkey.
I love it inside.
Oh, you're a carnivore.
Because you know why? It blends with all the seasoning of the turkey. Yeah. And when you but you have to make sure you cook it long enough.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it. Well, I don't even want to tell you how long I've been doing it. So I don't give away my age. But literally have not had ever had a problem with it. But I like it crispy. So the first
stuffing extra crispy this, extra crispy that.
You know me well too well. That means we've been together way too long.
That's right. And I know for me, I think what's important at Thanksgiving and the holidays, and for those of you that are driving somewhere, and if you haven't done this yet, I think it's really important to gather someone's recipe, your grandmother's recipe, your grandfather's recipe, your dad's, your mom's, your kids. Those recipes matter, and I know every year, for me, my family, they're from Georgia, and they used to, and let me just say, I had vegetables with my grease and sugar, because my grandma would make, like, sun tea. Did you ever make sun tea?
So
you put
that's
the tea
the
bags.
Best.
Yeah, but she would put 6 cups of sugar in it. Like literally. In this much. Yeah, 6 cups. And then she'd work on a week. She actually would go pick her, you know, whatever the lima beans, she'd snap them. It was 3 or 4 days of preparation.
I do remember that.
Yeah, my grandmother did all of that for 5 days, and she did it so long that she didn't eat because she was smelling it for so long. But we had like 2 tablespoons of grease in everything. Everything bacon grease.
Are you following that tradition, Tracy?
I do. It's the only day I eat my, I cut out on the sugar. But I do make my grandmother's homemade macaroni and cheese. I make everything from scratch. I snap my beans, and I pretty much do deviled eggs. I do pickled eggs with
beans. So what you're saying is tradition.
I do tradition.
And you're following tradition.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's important, I think, to keep that in the family.
Absolutely.
Right. And I got my grandmother's homemade macaroni and cheese, so she's there with us every year. So whether you like it or not, it's going to be on the table because I like to do that. But given that days of Thanksgiving revolve around giving thanks, the saying grace before Thanksgiving dinner is a traditional feature of the feast. So I think, you know, that's everyone's prerogative. I think it's something that we all should do. And, it's, you know, but anyway. But when we,
but yeah. That is the time to give thanksgiving and blessings to your family and for what you have.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. And I say it all the time in my life, but you know, especially Thanksgiving. That's what it's about.
And it's not even so much what's on the table, it's who's at the
around
table.
The table.
Right. That's the most important thing.
100%.
Food is good. Company's 1,000 times better.
Yep.
Right. I totally agree. But because of the amount of food, there's a ton of food there, right? Have you ever heard where turkeys really make you tired?
I have heard
tryptophan.
That.
Tryptophan.
Yeah.
Can you
because
talk
I
about
have,
that?
Yeah. You know what? Because I was a nutrition major.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to wonder why everybody took a nap after we had, no, it's because we eat a lot.
A lot.
But there's tryptophan in turkey. And it's also in milk.
It was
so,
in milk too?
Yeah.
That's why we give our baby
milk.
Babies milk before bed.
Yeah. And put them to sleep. And in my house, because we were Italian, we had shots of homemade red wine. My parents were smart about that.
Nice.
You'll go to sleep now with that tryptophan.
Nice.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Well,
disclaimer.
I mean, maybe that's what they need to put in, too, when people are having a hard time sleeping. I mean, why don't they kind of tie that in or eat some...
Well, they do. You know what? If you have calcium, it has calcium and magnesium. That helps you to sleep.
Okay. And melatonin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's all good. Well... You know, the meal is often served earlier in the middle afternoon, and I've read a little bit where, you know, if you serve it early, it really puts a lot of pressure on the chef or the people that are hosting.
Oh.
How do y'all feel about that?
Oh, I can definitely vouch for that.
Yeah.
How about you, Trish?
We do about 3 o'clock, so that's okay. But yeah, you have to not only prep everything, you have to prep yourself. You have to be prepared to see your family
right,
members.
When they get there.
Yeah.
So you're scurrying to make sure that everything comes out at the same time.
Yeah.
And your table's set perfectly. But yet you have to run back into the rest bathroom to make yourself look somewhat presentable.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I remember those.
It never. The doorbell's ringing, and they're waiting for like 2 minutes. And I'm like, you know, put it to
we're one in the same.
My arm. Yeah.
We are one in the same there.
My relatives never had to worry about that. Whenever I'd show up at my cousin's house for Thanksgiving, my aunt and uncle wouldn't even be the ones opening the door.
Yeah.
My cousin would, and we'd get attacked by the two dogs they have in the house.
Oh.
Well, that's a good distraction.
We tried to get our kids to do it. Go down and answer the door.
You know, that reminds me, too, when I was young, I cleaned the dishes. In second grade,
oh,
I was
so
cleaning. But do your kids do it? I think now, like a lot of kids, do they clean the dishes? I mean, my grandmother cooked and I
Yeah,
cleaned.
We had chores.
Well, we had chores. But you know what? I made it a point to teach my girls. Nope. If somebody's making it good enough to make you dinner and take the time out to prep it, you need to make sure you get up, take your plate to the sink and help clean up the rest. And they do it. And I wasn't with them one Thanksgiving. And the lady that was there called me and said, you know, I have to give you kudos. I'm like, why? And she says, because I didn't even say anything to your girls. They got up and they started cleaning off the table. And my girls sat down watching TV. I go, well, they're coming to your house. That's a different story. Thank God. It's such, being a parent isn't always a good feeling until somebody comes to you later and tells you, this is what your child did. And then
then you know you did
a good
you
job.
You taught them right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, it was the same thing with me growing up. It's my aunt, my mom, and one of my cousins did all the cooking. And then at the end of the night, me and my two cousins, we had to do the dishes. Like, my cousins would clean up. They'd be like, Matt, get in here. I'm like,
isn't
what?
That funny?
Dishes.
And he's a guy.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, me and my cousin Todd and my cousin Jessica, we were on dish duty a couple years of Thanksgiving. We were the ones doing dishes. My aunt would do the cooking, me and my two cousins. After we would devour dessert, dish duty.
Well, that's
what we did.
Yep. She was tired after all
that
cooking. Yeah. But, well, so are my parents, because we lived in New York. My cousins live in Massachusetts.
So you were driving.
My mom and dad split the driving going to Massachusetts. They were tired from that. My aunt was tired from cooking. So they said, forget it, kids, dishes. We're like, okay.
Yeah, that's great. That's teaching you.
My aunt did the cooking, my parents did the driving, and my cousins and I did the dishes.
Well, see, perfect. And then all together you were grateful for everybody's part.
Yep.
And I love that.
Yep.
Love it.
Until I got cornered by the dogs one year.
Because they wanted the turkey.
No, not quite. So every year, Thanksgiving tradition, my parents and I would make chocolate fudge for Thanksgiving. We'd bring that, and we would bring bagels for the next day for breakfast. So one year at Thanksgiving, my cousins had two golden retrievers, Linus and Duncan. Those were the two dogs in the house.
And I remembered their names.
I was like 8 at the time when this happened. So I had a piece of fudge in my hand. And the dogs, I was little. I was 8 at the time. The dogs walk over. They see the fudge in my hand, and they're cornering me. I'm like, what do I do?
You eat it.
And, no, everybody in the house simultaneously. Give them the fudge. I threw the fudge across the room. The dogs took off. I ran over to my mom.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't a pretty after, though.
Oh, it was,
I don't think dogs can eat fudge. Yeah.
It wasn't, but now we're talking almost 30 years later. It's still funny as you know what.
Yeah, it is.
It's a funny story. And I do give my dog, I put a little plate, and I do like one little half a teaspoon of everything.
Have to be careful. There are some things dogs can't have.
But it's super little. I know the things that he can't, obviously.
Chocolate is one of them.
I'm not giving him fudge.
Fudge. Matt's giving him a fudge.
Matt, so, I might corner you for that fudge if you bring it in here.
That's exactly right.
Well, again, it's a tradition I've had in my family. We make fudge every year for Thanksgiving, and then one year between friends, neighbors, and local businesses, we made another like 10 pans of fudge. So we made 11 pans of fudge within about a month span. Our kitchen looked like the conveyor belt in I Love Lucy when she's working at the chocolate. Yeah. So you guys see what I'm talking about, right?
What a great description right there.
If you've ever seen I Love Lucy, remember the episode where she and Ethel are working at the chocolate factory?
Absolutely.
The lady yells, speed it up, and they're trying to pop through the chocolate. That's what our kitchen looked like.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
That's what our kitchen looked like that year.
I love it. That's funny. But
that would be like Lucy. That would be like Tracy and I.
Yeah, no, totally.
That
too.
All day long. I can tell stories that are really funny, like write a book. But I love it. But see, what a great memory. What a great memory, Matt, that you've had 30 years later. Yeah. I love that. And for all of us, we have all of those, right? So again, why is it called Thanksgiving? Well, it's thanking God and for blessings such as harvest, ship landings, military victories, or the end of drought. That's why they were calling it Thanksgiving, from what I can see. And then, do you guys know why we eat turkey on Thanksgiving? Matt, you too?
To put us to sleep?
Sorry, hang on a second.
No, it has something to do with the Christopher Columbus or something.
They're the easiest prey to catch.
Well, maybe.
It says here in Wikipedia that there were a few reasons for this. First, the bird was rather plentiful. Okay, and one expert estimated that there were at least 10 million turkeys in America at the time of the European contact, and the turkeys, it was just easy. It was available for everybody. Okay. And anyway, I feel bad for the turkeys. I do too.
Oh my God.
I do. But you know what?
The thing is circle of life.
She sang for us.
With my hoarse voice right now.
She sounded good, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't like any animal being killed either. It bothers me.
I don't. And there are plenty of vegetarians out there, and there's plenty of things to eat if you don't like that.
There is.
But why isn't Thanksgiving on a Friday? Does anybody know?
No. Tell us.
Well, it says here that the leaders often, at the time when it was, you know, back then, the leaders often chose Thursdays, likely because it didn't interfere with church services.
That's what I was going to say with weekend fun.
Church services on Friday?
Today. Well, Wednesday night, maybe.
Oh, Wednesday night.
Yeah, I don't
church
know.
Church service.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and then... and then Saturday.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think it gives us a good long holiday weekend.
That's right.
When you're in the workforce.
100%.
And, you know.
That's
you
what I look
time.
At.
It makes you slow down.
Yep.
So remember, before we go into the main song today, and then we're going to have some turkey facts and quizzes. Well, maybe not. I'm going to delay the main song for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Because it's just us today. So remember that the chief aim is to produce happiness, and that many of the company will not be wholly happy if the household must pass. It's got to pass a good part of the day. You got to be happy in the kitchen because that's part of the whole thing. Greater preparations is important, so plan a little earlier. It's a little too late now. And maybe next year, Matt, you should just have your family order paper plates so you don't have to do any dishes. I've gotten into simplifying
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Paper plates, paper cups, it saves on the dish work. It's perfect.
And you better get the china kind because there's too much food to put on a paper plate.
I agree.
Well, and they have some really pretty paper plates out now. You can decorate really
You guys are going to want to hear this. Lola, our owner, just walked in here. She heard
Happy
you guys talking about it.
Lola.
So she goes, her sister had the ultimate oxymoron. She's like, washable paper plates.
Oh my God. Yes.
Washable.
The plastic china.
Yes.
That's what I just said. You better have those.
She heard you talking about it. She told that to me just now. Like, that's funny.
But I kind of like the disposable because, I mean, to me, I think as I've gotten wiser in my life, I like...
Just throw it out because you're washing it.
Well, no, I do the same thing at my house now, even just on a random Tuesday night. I'll come home from work. I'll be like, give me the paper plates. Let me heat up like a TV dinner. I throw the plates out. I throw my fork in the sink. I'm done.
Yeah. And, you know, if you really, really want to simplify it, just get a Hungry Man Swanson turkey dinner.
Oh, my God.
And you just simplify it.
Yeah, I've done that
at your cookie bacon before.
No.
But doesn't that kind of defeat the point of the Thanksgiving dinner?
100%. That's not good.
Now, like I said, if it's a random Tuesday night and you're looking for something quick, that's one thing. But if it's for Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner or family get-togethers, no.
No.
I agree.
Or I'm going to give you a little funny story. Tracy and I did a cookie exchange, and I invited all these girls, and I said, we're going to bring, everybody bring a recipe that's a great cookie, you know, that you like. And so we all did, and then Tracy strolls in, and my best girl who can cook anything brings cookies. And she goes, I didn't have time. I just cut up these sugar cookies and put sprinkles on them. And I went, what? You're not getting any of our cookies to take home with you.
That was, you know what? I was outsourcing. I was the good
That was smart and, because you had to work the day before.
And time management. So I did sugar cookies with the Hershey's Kiss and sprinkle and voila.
They were
the Lucille Balls over there. She had her apron on. She had flour over her face.
All over.
And then she was yelling at us too. So it was everything.
It was.
You literally are Lucy and Ethel with the chop. the factory.
We are.
No, she makes them homemade from scratch. I fake it.
I did the same thing with the fudge I make every year, and I've switched. Because I will say this much, the positive that came out of the pandemic for me was normally I make straight up chocolate fudge when I do it every year. Right. Now I add in white chocolate and peanut butter.
Because you had time to
It's literally changing one ingredient out of what I use to make the fudge. The four main ingredients are the same. The only thing I change is the chips I use. Either chocolate, or milk chocolate, white chocolate, or peanut butter chips. Right. Ta-da!
Perfect.
Ta-da. Fudge.
Ta-da!
There you go.
I'm going to challenge you to Rocky Road. Add a few more ingredients there.
That sounds really good.
Marshmallows.
I'll tell you what, you bring me the recipe, I'll have it made for you the next time you guys
are
here.
Okay, we're doing it.
You guys.
You're on.
You're on.
Okay.
You bring me the ingredients, I'll make it.
You're on.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to have a fudge competition, and I'm all about that. And we'll put Lola's dogs in the back. So what I wanted to talk about, too, this is interesting. I learned a lot about turkeys to where I don't even know if I can eat turkey now. But what are, here's some interesting, 10 interesting facts about turkeys. True or false? Well, I'm going to let you know they're all true because I'm going to know here because we're running on time now.
Okay.
But both male and female turkeys gobble. Did you know that wild turkeys can fly?
I never really thought about it.
They can fly.
They can fly.
Yeah, if they're farm fed, I think that they can't. But the wild turkeys can actually fly, just to let you know. I never knew about turkeys. I'm learning. They sleep in trees. Did y'all know that? I never thought of a turkey sleeping in a tree.
I think I've never thought that much about a turkey.
Me neither.
You're not going to want to eat any turkey after I tell you about
that's
it.
That's not good. Okay. Maybe we should stop.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. They only live up to 10 years, actually. Do you know that? Turkeys only live
a lot longer than
years.
Butterflies.
Yeah, and doves only live, I think, 2 to 3 years. Doves.
And butterflies only live till they mate and then...
Well, that's love bugs.
Love bugs.
No.
24 hours, they do it.
Butterflies don't last long either.
Okay,
that's another
sad.
Thing. It's sad.
Yeah, and does a bee really die if it stings you?
Yeah. Well,
once it loses its stinger?
Let's bring them in and see what
or
happens.
Or did my parents just tell me that
they
to make
just
me
told
feel
you that
better.
To make you feel better.
No, but there are some things that can bite you and you can... And they're dead.
And they die?
Yeah. I think there's some truth that we're going to do some homework on.
Well, we're going to research that.
We'll research it. But turkeys can also change colors.
Oh, okay. So they can camouflage? So
I think they change colors for attraction. Yeah,
or predators. Like peacocks.
Yeah, I've got a little more details to my next one, but if I get in focus, because you know I got ADD. I don't like talking about this, but they have another word that begins with P, but it's their waste.
They can eliminate.
I hate talking about this. Well, what they eliminate after they eat determines if they're male or female.
That's interesting.
So you can't tell if they're male or female.
That's what
until
I'm reading here, unless I'm getting punked.
You have to examine their elimination
it's
to know.
It's a little interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Let's inspect that later.
Okay, yeah. And I don't like to talk about it. It's not my type of humor, but it's an interesting fact about a turkey. So Benjamin Franklin preferred the turkey to the bald eagle because he felt like it was more loyal. Isn't that interesting?
More loyal than the eagle?
Yeah, you got to read about it. I don't have time to tell you about it, but I read a lot last night. And true or false, can turkeys see better than humans? Yes or no?
Probably.
It must be yes, because you told us they were all true.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And then, I did tell you. Well, I was testing you. So they change colors. Their heads do, at least. You can tell turkeys' emotions by the color of their heads.
So they're like a mood ring.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's just shooting from afar.
And I do
blue, red.
I put my mood ring on before I leave the house sometimes. I actually have one. Just kidding.
So do
but
I.
Yeah, it says colors can change from red to blue to white depending on how excited or calm they are. The more intense the colors are, the more intense their emotions are.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a good thing humans don't do that.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Yes. So I did all that. And turkey snood. Do you know what the snood is?
Is it the red thing underneath the gobbler underneath?
Yes, it's the fleshy thing that hangs. And, it's not very attractive. You definitely don't want to get that in your soup, I don't think. But it extends over the turkey's beak. And what it's for mating, just to let you know. And females, okay. Are you ready for this?
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to go.
TMI.
I'm going to go. It might be. Well, no. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, females prefer males with longer snoods, just to let you know. And
oh, there's a lot to be said about that,
right,
but I'm going to be very quiet on.
No, we're not even going to go there. But I'm reading the turkey facts. And SnootLink can also be used to predict the winner of the competition between the two males. Now, not only that, I did read where the males typically stay in their area, and the hens, the female turkeys, go and search for the males. What do you think about that?
So the females chase the males?
Yeah, in the turkey world. What do you think about that?
I don't think that's a good way of working it.
Yeah.
No,
and
it's
I'm
not
tell
for
you
me.
Too, the turkeys also can purr like a cat. These are facts. This is not a joke. I read all this last night.
An interesting fact.
Yeah, they purr like a cat.
They don't just gobble. Like the males have a certain gobble.
Oh my gosh, I saw a TikTok that showed a turkey purring.
Yeah.
Remember that. It had a bazillion hits.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's, purring.
That's so funny.
It might not be your cat. It might be a turkey out there. So in the wild, the average lifespan of turkeys, I told y'all, is around 3 to 5 years in the wild. Turkeys in captivity may easily live 10 years if properly cared for, depending on the breed of turkey.
And if it's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and if it's, I hate that. So males prefer to stay in the radius, like I said, for breeding. So, do you have anything to say about my turkey lesson today?
No, but you informed us. That was very informative because I so did not know that about turkeys.
I didn't know anything about
it. Especially about the snoot.
Well, the snoot and the color changing and that those little female hens chase after them. I'm having problems with all that.
And that's why I say this on each and every show we do here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You have to tune in every day just to learn something new and find out what the hell you're going to hear next.
That's right.
I'm entertaining all of y'all going over to your in-laws and as you're given the silent treatment. I hope you guys are laughing at this.
This would be nice to be able to school somebody with if you haven't gotten a Thanksgiving dinner yet, or save these nuggets for next year. And by the way, if anybody has missed any of these informative nuggets you've heard on the show today, that's okay. You can save them for next year. Go to tantalknetwork.com, click on the Shrinkin' Wrap Show, and you'll be sent right to the link to get all our old episodes. So if you missed today's show, it'll be up on podcast. You can check it out and use these nuggets for next year.
That's right.
That's good.
It's timeless. That's
you know
right.
what I think it's for? So that you can deflect from anything that might be not going smoothly. You can just have a trivia game.
Oh yeah,
it makes things happy.
I was going to do it with y'all, but our time. Do you see how fast the time goes?
Yeah, it does.
So now you understand, right?
Totally.
You see, I feel bad because I love you to death and I hate cutting you off. But
well, no, we still got about 20 minutes.
Oh, we have 20. Okay, I've got a lot of material to cover here. So before, and I'm not going to play the whole song, but I do want to say this. I went to Devin Pappas's event last week, Denim and Diamonds, and she had a table set out, and she raises all these fundraisers for human trafficking, for addiction, or for certain things. And there's been a lot of loss. Mm-hmm. In all those organizations. And what I found super powerful at her event, she had a table and she had a place setting for everybody, right? And because everybody mattered at her event. And it was an empty table for those that have been lost to certain things that are negative of what's going on in our world, addiction, blah, blah, blah. So at this time at Thanksgiving, let's try to keep our memories for those that we've lost, and give thanks to who we're with today.
Absolutely.
Right?
Gratitude, the 3 G's.
And I'm just letting my family know, in case you get rushed off, I love you very much. Y'all want to tell your family you love them very much?
I love you very much.
I love my family, and especially my little Lena.
I may not say those three words every single time. I have my own way with doing it with different people.
Sure.
But the meaning is all the same. It's like, I care about you guys. You're in my life for a reason. I want to keep you that way.
That's right.
So we are.
Let's truly share thanks today. And to all my friends as well. And to everyone that has supported our show and is part of our show now. And to all of you right now driving in the car. We're going to play. We want to cheers to you right now. And this is a song from, wait a minute, Matt. Here I go. This is my short-term memory. Oh, no. We're going to do Happy Thanksgiving from Wrecker. That's who I picked.
Ben Richter? Yeah. All right. I'm like, wait a minute. She's got a couple of different songs.
But you know what?
Let's do this.
No, let's do this. Let's go ahead and play the Maroon 5. Let's switch it up.
Yeah, all right. So I had a feeling you were going to go with that, the way this was going. So
that's
folks,
what happened. Short-term memory.
It's memory.
I did my own thing and I forgot. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But that's what happened. So we'll give us a couple of seconds to reset ourselves here. Yeah. And while we do that here in studio, here's Maroon 5 and Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your.
That's right. So honestly, I was gonna do that. I originally had that as my main song, but the way the words just ended up, that song was appropriate for the main song today. I was going to do it as the ending song, and then I switched up. But
that fit perfectly.
Yes, it did. And that song is for anyone who has ever experienced loss. And in other words, this song is for all of us. So hope you remember them as you do your Thanksgiving Day today. So now I want to talk briefly, because we're running down on time, about when you're doing your cooking, do you guys ever watch the Macy's Parade?
Oh, always.
I always do. Yeah. That sets the tone for everything.
From as far back as I can remember.
Same.
My mom would have it playing, and we'd be forced to watch it, but we liked it.
Yeah, because you would see Snoopy, would see all the cartoon characters that you ever watched.
And you know what? She just gave me a segue for our theme song, Matt. You know which one?
I do. Hang on.
All right. Let's just take a 10-second. Thank you for that segue, Renee.
Yeah. And that would be this right here.
Yes. Let's hear it.
Now, it's weird. When we play that and we play the band that we were just playing, it's Peanuts' Greatest Hits. I think it's a Christmas song, not that.
I know, me too, but it's a Thanksgiving song.
And it is a nice touch.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go really quick through. Please feel free to add anything, both of you, really quick. I'm going to go real quick through, because I think the Macy's Parade... I said I'm going to look up the Macy's Parade this morning. I spent a full hour this morning. So just to let you know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, tickets average $726 on average. So I wanted to just tell you really quick, if you want a ticket or you want to be for grandstand tickets to the Macy's Parade or reserved for the parade, participants, friends and family and Macy's employees and volunteers. So if you work at Macy's, you could probably get in to the Macy's Parade.
I might have to do that.
You might. Next year, if you want to go work. But the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is completely privately funded by the Macy's brand itself. How much do you think the Macy's Day Parade cost?
Thousands.
Million. Closer to millions.
Yeah.
I meant millions.
Try $13 million.
What?
How about that?
And they funded all themselves.
Yes. And in 1858, a small dry goods shop opened the doors on the corner of the street in 6th Avenue in New York City. He opened 150 years, 800 stores later. It's the America's department store, bringing our customers. Wait, what am I reading about this? This is the wrong thing. This is through the years, taking a look back at Macy's history. But they go all the way back to 1858. Is that right? Is that crazy? It doesn't even make sense.
For the store?
Yeah, well, let's see.
The one in New York.
I'm going quick through this. It was...
What was this one that you had picked? How long it took to prepare, get people
10 minutes
to be involved?
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, I have a trivia.
Yeah.
The first parade was in what year, do you think? What year do you think the first Macy's Day Parade? Because I think you were talking about when the store first opened.
Yeah.
So the first parade.
1923. Close. I'm going to guess.
I forgot.
But 1924. Oh, my God.
So close.
I guessed that.
And she missed it by that much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it was somewhere in the 1920s.
And how long do you think the parade route is?
2.5 miles,
maybe.
You got it.
Because I read it. Yeah, and I want you to know the old name was Federated Department Stores, because there's so much history in the business behind the Macy's Parade. After what I read, this is why I'm half organized today, because I just read this morning.
I can tell you now the official parade route. It's a 6-mile route.
Mm-hmm.
It starts on 145th Street in Harlem and ends at the flagship store.
The Macy's flagship store.
Yes. Yes.
Matt, it's a 6-mile route. Did you ever go? Oh. You lived up that way.
I never went. My mom went a couple years ago. I never went. Well, that's because every year at Thanksgiving, we were always at my cousin's house.
True.
Either in Massachusetts or in Pennsylvania. We were never around New York at the time of the parade because we were always with my family.
Okay. That's awesome that you were here to share with us.
We always went to see the Rockefeller Center tree at Christmas. That we never missed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
But the Macy's Parade, I've never gone.
Well, I have so much. I'm going to do these facts really quick, and then we might just skip out on our song at the end, maybe do a minute of it. But the Macy's Parade is a joint effort of 10,000 people. More than 50 million people watch the parade, and marching bands must apply 2 years in advance. And you had said that for sure. And salaries, and there are salaries and full-time staffers total 1.3 million. Costumes have totaled a price tag of $2 million. Returning sponsors, how much do you think a returning sponsor cost?
If they're returning to the parade the second year in a row or something?
Yep.
Sponsor? It'd have to be in the 100,000.
90,000. 90,000 for a returning sponsor. Yeah. Construction costs for each float average 30,000 to 100,000. Returning sponsors pay 90,000, like I just said. Giant balloons rack up cost 510,000. Annual cost for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade can exceed 13 million. Can you believe all that?
That's a lot of money put into a parade.
It's New York City and the New York metro area. I believe every cent of that.
Matt, what is the most famous balloon in the Macy's Day Parade? Or y'all, don't look.
I think I know. Yeah.
Which one?
I would say
Mickey Mouse?
No.
No, wait, hold on.
Is that Snoop?
I wouldn't say Snoopy. I would say Snoopy.
Okay. All right.
Who else? Give us a hint.
Okay.
Give us a hint.
Bullwinkle.
Rocky Bullwinkle. That's right.
How did we not think of that?
How could you not know? Okay.
Because my automatic attention is Snoopy around the holidays.
Okay, right. Matt, you little New Yorker over there. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay, so we gave you a little bit of that. What is the first ever balloon in the Macy's Parade? You're probably too young to know.
First
this.
Ever balloon in the Macy's Parade? Yes. I think it was Snoopy.
Nope. Felix the Cat.
Cat. All right.
Yes.
All
right. How many people does it take to operate one balloon?
20.
90.
Wow.
Yep. 3,000 balloon. Isn't that crazy?
Tracy, when we have the Gasparilla Parade here, we need to check it how out. Much that costs. And
compare. Oh, I can tell you that right now.
We're really underpaid here.
In the comparison.
So, and I'll just say this too. The material of gas within mass and the results of the weight of the balloons, the Macy's balloon, 2,450 pounds for one balloon.
So if something goes faulty in that balloon and it lands on... people or
well, they've had a couple
cars.
Of accidents. They've had a couple of accidents with the,
mm-hmm. but they got they corrected.
Over the years. Well, but the last big one is why the M&M's balloon is no longer in use. It was retired after 2006 after an accident during the parade.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm doing this as quick as I can. I'm going to try to get their events in. But
you got time. We got 5 minutes.
Perfect. And I'll mention the song. But in 1924, that's when. Well, I'm going to skip that part. Hold on 1 second. Why is there a red? A red star with Macy's. Does anybody know that? Because that's a big deal. I mean, they're sponsoring. They're doing this from their heart. By the way, best sales, hands down, is Macy's. Get your sheets, your towels, your gifts. Best sales overall.
Right now.
So yeah. The Trick and Wrap Show is not being sponsored by Macy's, apparently.
Yeah. No, it really isn't. But I really, when I shop, that is the best deal.
I know you do.
Yeah. So it's when the guy that, let's see. So when he was 15, Emily, is it Emily? Morgan of New Bedford. It was during his whaling adventures that he had a red star tattooed on his hand, which later became the emblem of his business. I never knew about Red Star. Maybe we should know about a little history. Okay, real quick, one minute. Host or nonprofit?
Nonprofit. They're going to have the fourth annual Rocking for Tots benefit concert, which is the largest toy drive in the area. That's Thursday, December 7th from 5 to 10. It's benefiting Toys for Tots. And it's on Madeira Beach at 14995 Gulf Boulevard. And if you donate an unwrapped toy valued $20, you get in, or you can pay $10 at the door. And there'll be top local bands, musicians, and a special appearance by Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Nice.
So you don't want to miss that.
Nice. Thank you for that. And Renee.
I got a couple things really quick.
If you guys
love being out in the weather this time of the year, it's the TampaBayMarkets.com. Look it up. There's so many fun things going on. One particular this weekend in that's past that is going to be coming up is the Enchanted Christmas at Tropicana Field. And it is filled with all kinds of lights and mazes and reindeer mazes and Santa Landing.
Nice.
If you've never been there, you should check it out.
I've done it. I've done it both years I've been here, and I'm going again this year.
Same.
But normally I go before Christmas. This year I'm saving it for after the holidays just because my mom's going to be in town for Christmas.
Yeah, that's me too with my girls.
I told you the story that, my girl and I have done it every year, that Lauren and I have done it every year I've been here. And I said, Mom, I'll tell you what. We'll wait. We bought the tickets for your last day in town before you fly back to New York. The three of us are going.
Yeah, and you can get some really good discounts,
That's what we did. We made sure we got the tickets early enough so they were
cheaper.
You
get a discount. Okay, one more thing that's notable, and I want to talk about it. Notable concert, Jingle Ball at iHeartRadio. And there's a lineup. But I want to just call out one guy that's amazing. He might be my new favorite artist right now. His name is Teddy Swims.
Okay.
If you've not seen him, he was at Janus Landing a couple weeks ago, and he has a song out. He's a cross between a Sam Cooke and a Chris Stapleton, and look him up. His song is called Lose Control.
Okay, and thank you. And yes, thank you for that. And that's at the Jingle Ball, right?
Yep.
Okay,
and the Jingle Ball is in December, you guys.
And we'll talk more about that on
actually,
show.
November 26th.
Okay, thank you. So if we have a chance, we won't have a chance. Yeah.
No.
First of all, I want to close today, and I'm going to end with a Thanksgiving song. It's a happy Thanksgiving song by Ben Rector. Is that right? Is that who I picked?
Yeah, that's what we got.
But let me say my closing statement. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Today's a new chapter, a new page in your book, like I said. Thanksgiving Day is a good day to recommit our energies to giving thanks and just giving. It's that simple. Cheers to you and your family and mine. Happy Thanksgiving, and go make some memories. So let's hear it from Ben Rector with Happy Thanksgiving.
Familiar highways, lined with leaves turned brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Watching football, watching families grow. The old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and